Hello, everyone. I'm Gina.
I'm Rich.
And we are starting this podcast called The Realm. Mysterious. I love it. Hey, everyone. I'm Gina.
I'm Rich.
And this is Weird Weekly News. So this is going to be the little news story that we're going to do midweek to just give you a dose of your weird. So every Monday, we have our podcast, The Realm, that'll be like, you know, 30, 40 minute stories about all the weird shit in the world. And then on Wednesdays, we're going to tell you all the weird news in the world. So without further ado, I think that we decided rock, paper, scissors was how we were going to decide who had to go first.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm any good at it, but we can try it again.
Okay, let's do it. Ready? Okay.
All right, let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I feel like
you win. Okay. So what does that mean?
Okay, that means you gotta go first.
Oh, okay. I'll say what's the winner? What does the winner get? I guess we should have established that before we started.
Well, I'm the winner, you know. So I get to watch you go first.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, so the first one I have is the headline: drunken Maine man arrested after trying to hide from police under blanket. A drunken man from Maine. Okay.
Oh, tried Maine to hide. Man. I get it. Maine. I get like, oh, it was my Maine man. Like, okay.
No, well, you know, I mean, he might have been a Maine man, but no. yes. So what did I do? I'm the worst person on the face of the planet when it comes to technology. We're just going to go with that.
It's okay.
It starts off as like a Scooby-Doo thing because the police make fun of it. As a, because he's hiding. They have a picture of him. I found this on Foxnews.com is where I found it. I believe it or not. and they actually have a picture of this guy sitting on his porch, just sitting there like this. It has a sheet over him, and you can tell it's a guy. And he's got a green bag next to him. He's just sitting there like, oh, no one's gonna see me sitting here. You know, you've seen Regular Vacation.
Yes.
Chevy Chase Vacation. Yes. And on the roof, that's what he looks like. He's just sitting there.
Oh my God.
It says officers responded around 9:30 p.m. on Sunday to the Admiral Ocean Inn in Belfast, Maine, for the report of a disturbance of a drunken man. Shocker. Alcohol is always a factor when it comes to.
We live in Wisconsin. We know this too well.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure alcohol is a factor when you're trying to hide from the police on your porch under a sheet. His name is Philip, anyway. It says police removed him from the property and told him not to return or else he would be arrested. Police did a sweep of the parking lot and said they found someone hiding in a chair with a blanket draped over themselves. This is like 12:40 in the morning. 12:40 in the morning, they go looking for this guy who's causing a disturbance, and they're looking around. I could see them with their flashlights and, you know, kind of like Scooby-Doo-ish, walking around with their flashlight. Hey, what's that right over there?
It's a bad monster in the sheet. Okay, wait. Right. So the police were called there because somebody reported.
Disturbance. Yeah, just a disturbance. It doesn't say what he was doing, he was a drunk, who knows, causing a disturbance.
Right.
Says, when they got there, they found him with the blanket draped over himself. And when the police pulled the blanket off of him to see him hiding underneath it. So he's just sitting there, and they come up there and they pull it off. He's looking at him. How you doing? You know, it says, here's a quote: here at Belfast Police Department, we have seen some crafty ways of hiding from the police. Unfortunately, this is not one of them.
Note to self: do not hide under a sheet or blanket.
In this day and age of social media and everything, of course, everybody sees his name. So everybody's going on his Facebook page and they're making fun of him about his hiding place. And says, "What'd you think this was, an episode of Scooby-Doo?"
Oh, oh, poor guy. Yeah.
And then, of course, the last quote, and he almost got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling cops.
I love it. Well, okay, I have so many questions, though. Where was this random chair? Was it, this was on his porch? Or
it doesn't say, it says from the property. It doesn't say if it's his house or where the property is. If you Google it or bring it up and we post a picture of it or something, you'll see it looks like it could be a private residence. Doesn't look like it's a business, and it's not like it's an overly crowded porch where he could think he's blending in with something. It's just him in a chair sitting in the middle of nowhere with a green bag next to it. That's all it is.
All right. So, I'm going to Google this so people can see. Okay. Let's do this. Yep. Okay. So share. Let me just reduce all this stuff. Don't mind my things, everybody here. Okay, let's go do this. So what was it called now?
That's foxnews.com.
Uh-huh. What was the name of the story?
The story was drunken Maine man arrested after trying to hide from police under blanket.
Oh, Maine.
Yep, yeah. M-A-I-N-E.
Okay, here we go. Shut up.
See what I tell you.
Everybody look at this.
You can't make this stuff up.
God.
You know, I could see if there was a couple of chairs and a table or podcast. Something else, but you know, there's nothing there. I mean, where did he think he's gonna blend in? I mean, it's mind-boggling what people think.
I want to know what was in the green bag. That's what I really want to know.
Looks like a shopping bag. It looks like one of those reusable environmentally friendly bags to me, but you know, it's probably a six pack in there.
I love it. That was a good find. That was gold. That was gold, Rich. Thank you.
I thought the Scooby-Doo part of it was fun. I figured our director Kez would that.
Producer Kez.
Kez.
And it's got the funky green, like Scooby-Doo green on that bag. So I could see.
There you go.
If it wasn't for these meddling
cops.
All right. Okay. So let's see here. I am going to tell you about.
I hope you don't have one that I found, because there's one out there that's just way out there. It's actually not out there, but it's funny.
Okay. So if we do have the same one, I will.
Then we'll just talk about it. No, if you have the same one, we'll just full talk about it. That's fine.
That sounds good. Okay. So I have here that German students bury a classroom skeleton. So this was from the Associated Press, and the title of this was Peace at Last. So in Berlin, Germany, it was on May 10th. Students at a high school in Schleiden, I bet you that's it. Schleiden buried their classroom skeleton. So it was used apparently for four generations. It's been there since 1952 in the biology department. And so members of the student body and the town officials came together and they put together the ceremony for the skeleton. It was done at like their local, the Schleiden Cemetery. It is an unknown woman. They did name her. I will butcher the name if I try to say it. So essentially it was kind of a universal name that they gave her. And they buried her in a small coffin and put symbols. Oh, it was a female, by the way, a female skeleton. And they put symbols all over the coffin, carved in the coffin of all the major world religions. So every symbol you can think of, it was carved into the coffin, which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, they don't know, they don't know anything about her. So they did take DNA samples before they buried her, and so they did send those out, and so when the DNA samples come back, they're going to know more about the origin of the bones at that time, they decided to replace the skeleton with a plastic one. So I guess that's more or less what maybe classrooms are going for these days, or the plastic plastic models. But I, it didn't give me any information like whose idea it was or, you know, who came up with the burial, but I don't know if I would have ever thought about that when I was in high school. Like, I feel like that's some pretty, well-rounded students there to not only think of that, but then to also like have the forethought to like try to represent this person in the best way that they can with all those symbols.
That was pretty cool.
But I'm just wondering, like, it just made me think about the fact that how many skeletons are still out there that are like human skeletons.
Yeah, because that's all that's all they used up until whenever, you know. I mean, everything. I don't even know when they stopped doing it, but yeah, back in the day, that's what they used for biology classes. And
I wonder where they got the skeletons from. I wonder if like some of it was like John Doe's or Jane Doe's, or if,
I think they might have got it from
people donate, right?
Yeah, people donate. They'll donate their bodies to science. I think that's what some of that stuff is. Hate to say, they may come across them in some unethical ways, but you never know where they're getting their stuff from, who's buying what, who's selling what. You know,
yeah, selling them to the companies. Ooh, we're going to start rumors.
You know, but I mean, it makes sense nowadays that with everything they have, you have, you know, 3D imaging, you have.
Mm-hmm. And recycle everything. The plastic, yeah. Man, we have enough plastic to recycle. Let's do it.
Exactly. And now you have even virtual reality.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I could see being used for stuff like that.
Right.
You know, but yeah,
I thought about donating my body to science. Honestly, I did think about that, but okay. I feel like my kids would really be pissed if they didn't have somebody to bury. I mean, even at that, I don't even know if I want to be buried. I think I probably should get my shit together and figure out a plan. I'm not getting any younger. Maybe I should.
Yeah. None of us are. Yeah, I get that right.
But
we got a lot. You have a lot of options now.
Yeah, so. I think I always said I would love to be turned into a tree. Like, you know,
I was just going to say that.
That's what I
like do. one of those pods that they talk about.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I think those are really expensive. That would be like the ultimate for me. That would be optimal. That would be the one. That would be my one wish. But I don't know how expensive it is. But in the very least, you know, cremate me and put me in a sapling, if that's as much as can be afforded at the time. Maybe if I plan now, I can afford that pod.
Yeah, I've never researched it, but you're right. I'm sure that's not cheap. I'm sure it's not cheap, but that's one of the ones that I always go back to as well, thinking about is, you know, the tree thing. So
you want to do that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would
be cool. Do I want to do it? I think it'd be cool. I mean, I don't know. I'll probably change my choice like 10, 15 times. I don't know. You know,
I need to get a plan together though. This makes me think about my life. Let's move on to something better, but
so,
German students. I'm really proud of the youth in this town in Germany that did that, and the town's officials that came out for this. So good job, guys. All right. You're next.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Here's a beer to them for good job.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't have a beer, but cheers.
Oh,
cheers.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm drinking water. I had a long day, but next time.
Tell me about your day. Tell me about your day. Cheers. Are you okay?
Well,
okay.
It was just a long day. I got up and went to yoga at five. Well, I got up at 4:30 and had a 5:15 yoga class. And then I started this new health kick. So I'm trying to eat healthy. So like I started eating like bran flakes and oatmeal and shit.
Wow. You're really going out there. Okay. I'll say like I have a carrot.
So I've added carrots to my diet the last few days. So just trying to be healthier. And so I had that. And then I like worked all day, super busy, barely had a minute to breathe. And then I had to go drive like 45 minutes away for a meeting and then
you know,
2 hours
you,
and rushing back to here.
Something.
What's that?
I thought about you a couple weeks ago when I went to Atlanta for work.
Oh, why is that?
Because at the airport there, you go through that TSA thing,
the scanner,
and they were doing training, when I went through there. And they asked me, we're doing training. Would you mind if we pulled you aside so this person could learn? I was like, that is absolutely fine with me. You can
and
do
you
that.
Thought of I thought, me when I thought had of you to do
because
my
I remember
training.
The time you said you had to go to Atlanta for training. And I just pictured in my head, this is what Gina had to do.
Yeah. So when I went to Atlanta, I went to like the federal law enforcement training facility there. And so we didn't do the hands-on training until we did it on each other, but until like on the passengers until we got back to the airport. I quickly found that wasn't the job for me, but I was just looking for a part-time gig. Sorry, federal government. It wasn't for me, but.
No, I get it.
I'm glad
I get
you
it.
Let
I don't know what I can do.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
you
I did. I'm sure. Why not?
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Why not? I mean, I was like, yeah, okay. I don't have nothing to hide. You know, go ahead. You know, it wasn't a big deal. And for a change, Atlanta wasn't like packed wall to wall with people, so it wasn't like I was going to be in any danger of missing a flight or anything.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, I was like, yeah, that's fine, and
good.
It worked out
Cheers
good.
Cheers to education.
Wait. Cheers to education. Woo. Okay, I got my next story here. South Carolina. Is that ringing any bells to you? Trenton, South Carolina.
I love South Carolina. What about South Carolina?
Trenton, South Carolina. You don't have any stories that have to do with anything come out of Trenton.
I don't. Nothing. Nothing in South Carolina.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell it. I laugh every time I read this because me and my coworker were talking about this yesterday or a couple days ago. He said, did you see this? I'm like, what? And he told me, I'm like, no. Nah. So it actually works out good for weird news. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
A man who strangled his girlfriend, that's the first part, died of a heart attack while burying her body in the backyard.
Oh my gosh, I saw the headlines.
Did you see it?
I saw the headlines, but I did not read the story. I was a brief blurb. He freaking strokes when he's burying the body of his girlfriend that he murdered.
If you don't believe in karma, or
oh
whatever.
My God. Okay, I want to hear this story. What happened? What are the details?
Joseph McKinnon's body was found on Saturday, and this happened on May 11th. So yesterday.
Okay. So for those of you out
probably
in
Tuesday
listening
or something.
World.
So maybe Tuesday it should probably happen, you know, because this was in Wednesday's paper or whatever. His body was found on Saturday in a small town of Trenton, South Carolina, after neighbors reported an unconscious man. Says emergency services were called out but could not revive him. Says sheriff deputies investigated. He was 60 years old. They were investigating his death and they found a body wrapped in bin bags in a newly dug hole. So they go there for this guy to try to help him. And they look over and they're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? It says it turned out his partner, her name was Patricia. She was 65. Was in the bag. It says a postmortem found that she had been strangled, and neighbors recalled seeing McKinnon digging a hole in the yard the day before. And then when they did the examination of him, he died of a heart attack after further examination.
That is definitely karma at its
best. It says apparently he finished digging the grave when he put down the spade and walked away and just boop, killed over. So he got the whole dug, threw her in there, boom.
Oh my God, he got what he deserved though.
Well, you know, okay, look at it this way. Let's say he got away with it. How long would it be?
Yeah, that's true.
How long before you figure that out?
I know. I just don't want to wish death on anybody, but that is karma. I'm just going to put that.
I mean, if that's not a story about karma, I don't know what is. I mean,
what should have been the headline. Karma happens in South Carolina.
And I always worry about that because I'm not a good person sometimes. When I say things and do things, I'm thinking to myself, whoa, step on the brake here because this is going to come back and get me somewhere. And if after reading this story, it doesn't make you go, ooh. That there's a higher power up there that at any given point in time is going
to
go.
I have to remind myself, if I ever have to dig a hole, I just shouldn't, because I'll probably die of a heart attack.
Well, I say that a lot to myself too. If I'm outside, you know, I've heard stories about people keeling over just doing the simplest thing, and I'm outside shoveling or doing whatever, and I'm working my ass off. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Working my butt off.
No, say yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm just going to go inside. I'm probably going to keel over. It's like, that scares the hell out of me.
Maybe we should like just do a life alert gift exchange for each other.
Man, I'm telling you. I hate to say it has to get to that, but I mean, I don't know.
I'll keep my eye on the situation.
Doesn't seem to get any easier as far as I'm concerned. I mean, just when you think it is. I mean, I was grateful this year it only snowed twice, and I only had to use my snow blower two times. I really didn't have to lift the shovel, so that was a good thing.
For those of you listening, we live in Southeast Wisconsin, so it is a crapshoot of what's going to happen in the wintertime. You're always guaranteed like 40 or 50 below at least a couple times during the season.
This year wasn't so bad.
This year was not bad.
Our neighbors the other day said to my wife, well, that's it. This is the last winter we're spending here. We're going to be going to Arizona. And I thought that we looked at you and went, this winter wasn't even that bad. No. Like I said, that we had like two big snowfalls.
I actually wish we would have had more snow, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. The year before, I think it snowed it snowed a ton, right? To the point I couldn't keep up, and I had to have somebody I know with a plow come over and plow. This year, I think I did it both times myself with the snowblower. And other than that, it was cold a couple times, but, you know, it wasn't that bad. But I don't know. This strikes me as weird. This is the last time we're going to be here for winter. I'm thinking, wow. Okay. Whatever. I didn't think it was that bad, but.
Sorry, holy crap, I drank my drink. Well, it's down the wrong pipe. All right. So for the last story of the day, I'm keeping it international. I'm keeping it with Germany.
International. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. With Germany. So sausage vending machines are in Germany.
I saw something about now, that. I never read
something
it.
But that Wisconsin that. Might want to get an eye on. Get a pulse on this, Wisconsin, because I feel like this could be beneficial here as well. So this was found on the Independent. It's a UK publication online. And the title or the headline was Sausage Vending Machines in Germany. The machines are they're outside of German cities, like major. So you have your bigger German cities where all the shops and, you know, butchers and so forth are. And apparently there's like rural areas. That's really hard for like business owners to start up there or to stay open later than normal. So like little stores in these rural areas, you know, also don't stay open as late as bigger cities. But so the machines are outside these German cities where shops are less likely to stay open for long hours. It's helpful, they say, in structurally weak and rural areas. That's a direct quote. There's 3 to 4 types of sausages in these vending machines.
I'm looking at a picture of one right now. That is pretty freaking sweet.
And it actually comes with potato salad.
Yep, I see that too. Yep.
And so it comes with potato salad.
Let me pull
this back up here.
It says it's not the worst deal. The worst idea. It's not the worst idea. I love it.
So they said there's the 3 to 4 types of sausages has the potato salad, and there's some that stock eggs, milk, butter, fruit, and vegetables, etc. Replace markets, but rather offer expansion possibilities to butchers and stores that otherwise couldn't afford to open and maintain like store hours or staffing in rural areas. So I guess vending machines have long been used in Japan to sell everything from like sake to underwear. So, I mean, that's not heard of overseas. So,
I can see that being a hit somewhere, like, you know. I guess I get it. I mean, why you can buy sandwiches out of, you can buy refrigerated sandwiches out of a machine. Why can't you buy packaged sausage?
Right.
Makes sense.
And I'm going to just share the screen so that anybody watching this can see it. I was sharing my screen for far too long before. So as you guys can tell, we're kind of noobs, but we're just trying to have a good time here, you know? Germany sausage.
Those are really cool. I think that's a good idea.
Here's the
story. There you go. Exactly. That's the one I'm talking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. And then they show a picture of the one you were talking about with like the eggs and the milk and
so the whatever. Potato salad, sausages.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So yes, I guess.
Here's my favorite part of that picture. That hand model that's pushing the button. It's like, here, I'm going to put my hand right here. I'm just going to push these two numbers right here. And look at, they actually have the steps on there. One, put the money in. Two, what's three though? Three doesn't show anything. One is that. Two is push the button. Three is like, I don't know
what three is.
Huh.
One is like, maybe put your card or something in. I don't know. I need more.
Let's get Kez on that. Find out what number three is.
I mean, basically what I need to happen is I need to have a sausage vending machine in Wisconsin. I think we have a business idea. Let's do it.
This one here's got like Red Bull, has the sausage, has like, there's like maybe cheese, like mustards and all sorts of different things in it. That's pretty freaking cool, man.
Do you hear us, Wisconsin? We need vending machines. They could put lining kugels and brats.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay, what's your favorite brat though? I need to know, Wisconsin wise, what's your favorite brat? I feel like there's only one choice, so don't get this wrong.
There's only one choice?
I feel like it.
Well, I'll tell you the ones I usually buy when I go to the store.
Okay.
I don't know that I have a favorite. I'll either buy the beer brat, the stadium one.
I'm talking about brand.
Brand.
Yeah. I mean, as far as a brat goes, I can't pick out my favorite brat, but I can pick out my favorite brand.
It's either Johnsonville or Usinger's are the two, and those are the two I picked from. No,
that's not even the right answer. It's Clements.
Clements. But I don't know that I've bought Clements before. I don't think I've bought Clements.
Okay,
next barbecue,
we're doing Clements.
Johnsonville or Usinger's are usually the two.
Side by side comparison. I mean, Clements is not paying me anything.
Might have to.
I'm telling you, I feel like they're the best brats. Well, everybody, we brought you some weird news from around the world. We hope you had a good time listening to us talk about it. And
And if you didn't have a good time, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you didn't have a good time, then you don't have to listen again. But
yeah, you have other choices out there.
But we hope you choose us. Yeah. On Mondays, like I said, check back with us on Mondays for the Round Podcast, and then every Wednesday for the Weird Weekly News. Thanks everybody for joining us today. Ciao.
Bye.